From the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX, this is Reveal. I'm Al Letson. Many who see America as one nation, indivisible, got a shock last week as old racial fault lines were exposed by the violence and hatred in Charlottesville. Experts say it shouldn't come as a surprise given the messages coming from people close to the president.
The whole notion is that there's some giant constituency of white supremacists in the country is a joke.
And from the president himself.
I think there's blame on both sides. I think there's blame on both sides, and I have no doubt about it.
Today on Reveal, is Trump giving hate groups support through his words and policies? First, this news.